Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. Very simple concept this time around, and that is that no one promised you happiness. At least not legally. About once a week or so, I get a comment on a video where somebody goes, well, Steve, you know, life, liberty, and happiness. We're promised those things by the Constitution. And I also likewise hear from people who say, Steve, you know, the right to privacy, as in the Constitution. And I've done an entire video on things that are not in the Constitution. I will put a link below. And I may have touched on this as one of the things. I think I found 10 or thereabouts. And some of them are pretty straightforward. Some of them confuse people. But the really interesting thing is simply that the life, liberty, and happiness, and life, liberty, and property get confused so that people think they're entitled to happiness. Now, the funny thing is, I'd rather be entitled to property than happiness, okay? So what makes you happy? Having stuff, okay? And trust me, no matter what people tell you, the more stuff you have, the happier you are. I'm joking. But I'm simply pointing this out because it's one of these things that after you've heard it enough times, you realize, okay, people actually are a little bit confused on this, and you need to understand what's going on here. So in our history, there's some famous documents, right? And one of the documents we have is the Constitution, and people should actually read it and be aware of what's in it. And I will admit that I'm kind of impressed that more and more people have become concerned about the Constitution in, like, say, the last 10 or 20 years than they were prior to that. And I think that's a good thing. There's a lot of arguments about it and a lot of people fighting over what it means and so on. But I at least think it's a good idea that people are becoming more aware of it. I don't remember ever hearing anybody when I was, like, say, in high school or college going, you know, I carry a copy of the Constitution with me. And I, on the other hand, hear about that nowadays. So that's a good thing that people are that concerned about it. But you should also know, though, where these different phrases come from. And so the Declaration of Independence is the one that confuses people. Because the Declaration of Independence is something we also studied when we were in school, whether it be elementary school, middle school, high school, college, or graduate school. And so you'll know that the Declaration of Independence contains these words: we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And so life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness comes to us from the Declaration of Independence. Now, I've had people say, Steve, but if it's in the Declaration of Independence, is that not something we are entitled to? Well, yes and no. I mean, the Declaration of Independence is an extremely important document. Most Americans recognize it and respect it as such, but it's not a legal document the same way that the Constitution is. Okay, so if someone violates your Declaration of Independence rights, you can't go after the same results that you would if somebody violated your constitutional rights. Constitutional rights are actually more important in some respects because the Constitution is the basis, the foundation of our legal system. So if it's in the Constitution, it's very, very important and it's enshrined in such a way that it's legally enforceable. If it's in the Declaration of Independence, yeah, it's an important thing and it may have inspired the Constitution. But the point is that they did not put life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness in the Constitution. They then switched out pursuit of happiness for property. So, and I know there's a whole discussion about John Locke and all that. I'm not going to get into that here because for legal purposes, that's not as important. But what happened was in Article 5 or Amendment 5 of the Constitution, in the Bill of Rights, the Fifth Amendment says that no person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime. And then it lists a whole bunch of things. And then it says, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. And then it also says, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. And again, notice that both of those have the caveat at the end that say implicitly that you can have your private property taken for public use so long as you are justly compensated. And likewise, you can be deprived of life, liberty, or property with due process of law, whatever that may be. And we've discussed that as well. The Supreme Court rules on that and explains what that means. And that's how you get civil forfeiture, for instance, civil asset forfeiture, as being considered due process. They can take your money and call it due process. But the Supreme Court over the last couple hundred years has spent a lot of time defining and explaining what all of that means with respect to at what point you can be deprived of your life or your liberty or your property. And what constitutes due process. And they've actually made a distinction over the years that your life and your liberty are more important than your property is. And as a result of that distinction, you'll find that laws that infringe on your property are viewed differently than laws that infringe on your life or your liberty, at least from the Supreme Court's viewpoint. I actually disagree with that, but I'm just one person, and the Supreme Court, unfortunately, gets to outvote me because of where they sit. But so the original statement that you cannot be deprived of life, liberty, or property comes to you from the Fifth Amendment, the Bill of Rights. And then it's mentioned again in the 14th Amendment. And that's the one that says, you know, rights guaranteed, privileges and immunities of citizenship, due process, and equal protection. But number one, the first section of Article 14 of the 14th Amendment says all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdictions thereof are citizens of the U.S. And then it goes on and on. And then it says, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. So the equal protection thing is important, obviously, as well, so that if I pass a law, it affects everyone. It doesn't just affect this one person over here. And likewise, if the law protects people, it protects them all. Okay, equal protection of the laws. So key here, though, is the state shall not deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. And that just simply mimics or repeats what was in the Fifth Amendment. And for those of you who don't know this, and I know most of you will know this, but many people say, well, why did they put that in the 14th? It was already in the 5th. And the thing is that the bulk of the Constitution was originally drafted as a check or a way to rein in the federal government, to make sure the federal government didn't overstep any bounds with respect to your rights. And so the Bill of Rights restricts the things the federal government can do. And so when the Fifth Amendment was drafted, ratified, and accepted by the states, it was pretty much understood that no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, in essence, by the federal government. But the question then becomes, what about the state? Each state has its own government. What about the states? What if you live in Michigan? What if you live in Mississippi? And the state does something that deprives you of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Well, that's what the 14th Amendment does. So, like I said, no state shall deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Again, they can deprive you of life, liberty, or property if they do it with due process. And again, the Supreme Court might be asked to rule on that with respect to a state's action versus a federal action. But the key here is that your rights of life, liberty, and property are enshrined twice in the Constitution. But it's not life, liberty, and happiness. It's property. And like I said before, I'd rather be promised the right to my property than my right to happiness. Besides the fact I can't quantify my happiness. Trust me, it's there. The point is, I want to make sure this is absolutely clear. So you have the right to life, liberty, and property. Those things will be considered sacred, except with due process. And likewise, it doesn't matter if it's the federal government or the state government. Neither of them can deprive you of those things without due process of law. So make sure you get that straight. Property, yes. Happiness, not so much. Questions or comments, put them below. Otherwise, talk to you later. Bye-bye.